going beyond.
IPA board meeting, okay. December 19th, 2024. IPA offices in South Jordan, Utah.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, let's call our Intermountain Power Agency Board of Directors meeting for Thursday, December 19th at 8 a.m. Mountain to order. And we'll take the agenda in order today. And let's see, the first thing we have are introductions. I don't necessarily have any announcements under board chair items, but we'll go around the room and do introductions. I'm Nick Tatton. I represent Price City, and I'm on the IPA board.
Cody Combe, IPA staff.
Linford Jensen, IPA staff.
Vance Huntley, IPA staff.
Blaine Hackey, IPA staff.
Mark Montgomery, IPA board.
Cameron Cowan, IPA staff.
Alan Johnson with Bountiful City and the IPA board.
Michelle Miller, IPA staff.
Bruce Rigby, representing Kaysville City and the IPA board.
And will you run through an online for us, Michelle?
Online, we have Brian Freeman, IPA staff, Eric Bodden from Holland and Hart, Eric Larson from the City of Fillmore, as well as a board member of the board, Jason Norlin from the City of Heber, Joel Eves from the City of Lehigh, also on the IPA board, John Finlinson from IPSC, Rob Hughes from Parsons, and Safe Mogri as an IPA consultant. That concludes our online roll call.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's move to item number two on our agenda today, which is resolution 2024-030, consideration authorization to execute the ACES amendments. Rob Hughes, can we turn this over to you for a minute to present?
You bet. I'll do my best. So it's two things that we're trying to fix or change with respect to the ACES deal. The first one is just like our project, their project has some delays, and the original substantial completion date was February of next year. They are not going to hit that date. That got the Department of Energy nervous that that we might put them in default and DOE wouldn't get their money back. And so to make everybody comfortable, we agreed to move the substantial completion date back to July, which I think works with the project schedule. The second issue, and so we call that the milestone adjustment, just moving that substantial completion milestone date back. The second thing is related to the delay, which is that ACES loan payments back to DOE commence in March of 2025. And because we haven't hit substantial completion, the ESCA doesn't actually require us to start paying until they finish the facility. The hydrogen purchaser thought this over, talked it through with ACES, and was willing to start making those DOE loan payments in advance of substantial completion. And as I think everybody understands by now, it's often we've come to the judgment, or the hydrogen purchaser has come to the judgment, that it's better to pay something now up front than rather than have it get folded into the overall capital cost of the facility, because then it accrues interest or gets a rate of return over the 30-year term. And so it's pay it up front now is a little bit cheaper than paying it over time. So those are the two things we're doing. I will say that I think there are still adjustments being made to these agreements. A lot of that is because we're waiting for the clean hydrogen final rules to come out to make sure that our definition of electrical energy syncs up and gives us the best chance possible of getting those tax credits, of course, if they survive. There's rumors that those rules will be finalized tomorrow. Hopefully in advance of the government shutdown, because then we might not see them at all. But so anyway, there is some last minute tweaking of these agreements going on, and but we do expect that they'll be signed, if not in December, in January.
Thank you, Rob. Just a quick question, and so those advance payments are made by the hydrogen purchaser, correct?
It'll be made by IPA, but from the budgeted amount. So that you may guys have seen that in this next year's budget for the first time, or I guess it's in this year's budget, I should say, there is a line item and I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's an O&M line item for hydrogen, and that is billed only to the one hydrogen purchaser, LA. So, you know, IPA will make the payment, but it's from billings collected from LA.
Right. Okay. Good. Linford, do you have anything to add to that from an accounting perspective?
No, we've talked about it. It's called the hydrogen conversion and storage. It's about $3.4 million a year that we pay. So there's, as of right now, there's sufficient funds in there to make this payment.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Is it quarterly installments?
No. It's paid monthly. That's $3.4
Yes.
Monthly.
Okay, monthly payments. All right. Are there any questions about the resolution anybody has? It's in the packets. It looks like page 4 to 6. I think everybody's read that. And I guess unless there's further questions, Cameron?
I'll just note, so emails, the coordinating committee and the renewal coordinating committee were pulled by email. And those emails went out on Tuesday. We've received response from at least 80% affirmative from both. We're okay. Still collecting votes on top of that from folks, and we'll probably.
But the threshold's been met.
But the 80% threshold has been met for both committees. Okay.
Just now.
Yeah. Good. I've talked to them. But we've got 80%. So. Okay.
All right. Does everybody sufficiently understand the resolution? What it does?
I think also a note. I think what Cam's comment was is the hydrogen users voted.
LA, that's Burbank, and Glendale have all voted in affirmative on both.
Yeah, for the RC. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Okay, I would ask for a motion on the resolution, please.
I'll make them.
We have a motion by Mark and a second by Alan. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed?
Aye.
I think those are delayed ayes.
Let's confirm that.
Yeah. Those the online ayes came in right after I asked for dissent. Those were affirmative votes, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. So it looks like the resolution does pass unanimously. Let's go to item number 3, which is consideration of a closed meeting for the purpose of discussion of the professional competency of an individual. That will require a roll call vote. I would take a motion a second to enter into the closed session.
Motion.
Motion by Bruce. Second by Alan. Michelle, would you do a roll call vote through the board members first on that one?
Yes. Nick Tatton.
Aye.
Eric Larson.
Aye.
Alan Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Montgomery.
Aye.
Joel Eaves.
Aye.
Bruce Rigby.
Aye.
And Jason Norlin.
Aye.
All right, with that, we will enter into a closed session. I please ask all of the staff to leave the room, and anybody online with the exception of board members to be, maybe Botten would be the only non-board member?
Yeah.